Blog Talk Radio.
Good Monday night to you. This is Jim Bird from Killer Bees Barbecue. Coming out of Evans, Georgia. We had a really interesting weekend this weekend. We went and did what they call a doubleheader this weekend. We went down to compete in Lyons, Georgia. Hauled butt 4 hours to Rome, Georgia to do a Saturday-Sunday contest. Enjoyed the air show up there. Jim Stanflin, Smoke and Thunder crew up there put on one hell of an event up there. A lot of people, a lot of cool airplane exhibitions and stuff, stunts, and had a great time up there. I give a shout out to my buddy Don Allen, the Georgia Boys, for hooking me up with his trailer and the smoker so I could pull the double off. We did okay down the lines. We had finished third overall down there. Congratulations to Michael Moore from Old Plantation for winning Grand Champion, and to Waylon Walker from Waylon's Wickedly Good Q for winning Reserve Grand, and then a shout-out to Deion and Gary Lanton cooking on the OBR for fourth place overall, first contest they've competed in quite a while, and I'm glad to see them out and about and supporting OBR, Operation Barbecue Relief, a great organization. I want to give a shout out to Scott Smith from Q and Stew and Brewing for winning the contest up in Rome, Georgia, the Smoke and Thunder, and to Jeremy Moyer for winning Reserve Grand Champion. It's kind of a special thing because Diva Q was up there filming for Barbecue Crawl, and there's a lot of side bets going on between her and Bubba Q, and so he'll make an interesting video. I also want to give a shout out to Barry Johnson of Swig and Pig for winning that contest in Alabama. Congrats to him. One thing all these teams have in common, all the grand champions this past weekend, is that they cook on a Southern Q smoker, which Scott Smith and Tim Thomas build in their shop. They're great smokers. They've got water pan smokers, and they've got the gravity feed charcoal smokers. So they got everything for your liking. They're really a smoker for dummies. So I've got one, so that proves that point. But anyways, want to give a shout out to them. Want to give a shout out to Royal Oak Charcoal, Springer Mountain Farms, Phoenix Printing, Fireside Outdoor Kitchens and Grills, Wicked Q, Southern Q Smokers, Butcher Barbecue, and like to give a shout out to all those people for supporting us. Wouldn't be able to do it without them. Tonight we do have Scott Smith and Q and Sooner Brewing online. We'll have Michael Moore from Old Plantation Barbecue. he's calling in, and then we'll have Barry from Johnson from Swig and Pig calling in. So we're just going to have a Southern Q night tonight on Barbecue Superstars. So, Scott, you come off cloud nine after winning the grand up there?
Oh, yeah. I've landed back down there. All over. Got another week to look at now.
That's it. So, we got Michael Moore on the other line. He's on the air, too. Other grand champion down the line, Georgia. Congrats to you, Mike. I'm whooping my butt.
Thank
down
you,
there.
Sir.
Good to have you on the show. And wanted to try to find out from Scott's point of view. Scott, how long have you been building these cookers and what got you into it? And what makes them so special besides me?
Well, a lot of it, the guys that cooked on them. But we started building about 3 years ago, and I got into it due to getting out of a different business that I was into, and I have a fabrication background, and I just started building cookers. But I couldn't get exactly what I wanted, but being a cook and a fabricator, I can build what I wanted. So, you know, I took the trial and error that first year, but I think we're putting out a product right now that's undoubtedly doing great. The reason for the business, though, was just simply a changeover in life, and it was a new chapter that, you know, that we're still currently writing, and it worked out awesome so far.
Well, now you built two solid cookers, and I know your original one was a water pan smoker that pretty much you still cook on today. It's not the exact same one, but same style. What kind of got you towards the gravity feed? That's another whole animal right there. Even though the smokers look similar, there's a lot of difference in them.
Yeah, Tim was a big part of the gravity feed. He was low and slow at the time, and he had originally designed our upright TNT gravity feed, and he brought his design in with us, and we started from there, and then we kind of worked together a little on that limo design, and next thing I knew, he had one of those built in the shop, and he was cooking on it. But that design is just same. We've got a couple other lines out now that we're working with. We've got, you know, a drum that we're doing, and I've also got an offset that we're starting to do. And there's not a lot of time to have those out and promote them right now because I'm so busy building the water and the gravity. But it's just something we got to stay on top of and just try to stay up with the competition as to what we offer.
Yeah, there's a lot of stick burners, not putting any smokers down out there because that's not what we do. But, you know, we've gotten a few people that's been cooking on, you know, some stick burners, some high-end stick burners that have switched or are switching over to your gravity feed. And, you know, we got a good friend of mine, Wayne Blessing from Midnight Burn. He sold his Jambo and got him a gravity feed, and he made a remark at the contest a couple weeks ago that, you know, he had a really good cook on it. And he turned around and looked at me, and he said, I got 7 hours of sleep, and I feel great. So, you know, there's a lot to be said about that. There's a lot to be said about these water pan cookers. And, you know, as you know, they're, you know, in the short exception of them, they've done pretty well for a lot of teams in the area.
Oh, yeah, they've been hitting on all cylinders right now. They've done very well. The gravity, some of the guys have changed from some of the traditional stick burners to gravities, and we've got the groups come off of Weber's onto gravities, and they've done well. It's adapted to their cooking style and to their needs, and most of them were already pretty good cooks. And I think some of the guys that's cooking on them, it took them to the next level of their game.
Like me.
There
you
go.
Well, you know, we were a decent team, and, you know, we were cooking on the upright TNT model last year, and we already said, you know, it was a really good, well-built cooker. It was great. We just needed a little bit more room, and the good thing about you and Tim is you kind of took our comments about it and said, well, hell, let's just stretch one out and see what it does. And I think, like what you said, Tim started it with his, and it went from a really good cooker to a great cooker. And, you know, there's several people like Barry Johnson on the other line now is cooking on the limo model. Congratulations to you, Barry, for another win and passing me in the KCBS points. I appreciate that.
Am I in?
You're in.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you.
How do you see fit, Barry? I mean, you've been cooking for a while. Mike's been cooking for a while. We'll get to Mike in a minute because he's on a water smoker, but you cook on a gravity feed just like mine. What swayed you over to Scott in his design of cookers? And I know you've been working with him on tweaking something personally for you, and, you know, it's really good to be able to work with Scott and Tim on that because they'll customize them for whatever you want.
Well, I think that's the big deal. I think when we were looking to make a change at the end of the year, we talked to several different people and decided to go this way. My big deal is the cleanup on it. And it's so much easier. My life just so much easier than it was.
It's almost like it's a cooker that's very, I put on my post, very cooker friendly, which means, you know, there's not a whole lot of cleanup. There's not a whole lot of setup you have to do. There's not a whole lot you really have to learn other than, you know, where you need to put your meat on the pit and what temperature. I mean, that's all up to the cook there.
Well, you know, there's not a whole lot of people in this world that will do exactly what they tell you they're going to do, but Scott Smith's one of them guys. And I'm telling you, he does exactly what he says he's going to do, and you know, I couldn't be happier with that relationship.
So now, Michael, with your water pan smoker,
that's going to be $65, Scott.
You got what? Now, Michael, you cook on a water pan smoker like what Scott does, and y'all like to cook hot and fast. What swayed you over to Southern Q Smokers?
Well, I had a stick burner, which a closed stick burner, very high dollar stick burner, and I was having to set up tents and a lot of different things, so I wanted to get me a trailer. So I knew Scott had been doing well with his water smoker, and when I bought his water smoker, in fact, the one I've got, he cooked on it the weekend before I got my trailer, and he christened it with a 180 brisket. So what could you say?
That's right.
But I love the smoker. In fact, just a few weeks ago, I gave another test on it. On the top two shelves, I put thermometers in it in areas that I cook on. And they all maintained the same temperature and was the same temperature as the gauge on the door. So, just like cooking it in the oven. You just can't beat it.
Now, one remarkable thing this past weekend, as Mike was down there kicking my ass and winning grand down there at Lions, there was 25 teams down there, and there was four Southern Q smokers down there, two water pans and two gravity feed smokers down there. We took all top four spots, which is pretty impressive. Just a couple weeks ago, they had 72 teams up there, and four out of five of the Southern Q smokers there took the top 10, me winning grand. So it just tells you any given week, you know, with these smokers, they're so consistent. Barry's winning grands right and left. It's true testament to how the craftsmanship and the airflow, like me and Don were saying, you know, you took a good, really good cooker and you made it into a great cooker as far as the gravity feed is concerned. And I know me and Scott are kind of working on another prototype. I guess we'll call it the Beast or whatever. But we're gonna test that out here and see how that goes. But me personally, I think I've sold about anywhere from 10 to 12 of these smokers between getting them in touch with Scott or off my tailgate or off my porch. You know, we stand behind these smokers. Scott does 100%. You know, if you're not happy with it, he'd give you money back because he's got three other people that want it, you know. So that's true testament right there. You got, you know, some people say, what if I don't like it? Well, hell, he'll buy back. He'll like I said, he can't build them fast enough. I mean, there's people waiting in line for these things, and they're really good smokers. And, you know, a couple teams this weekend were talking to me about them, and I think the boy up there in Rome that cooked across the street from Scott up there, I think he's very interested in it. Don't you think so, Scott?
Who are you talking about?
Jeremy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He is very interested. I think Jeremy's pulled the trigger finally. So, yeah, I've got to get Jeremy when I get back from Hendersonville. He's probably going to switch over. So, we're excited to have him on board. And I think he's excited to come on board just due to the man hours of what they do with their stick burner. So.
Right. And the thing about these smokers, too, is Barry kind of cooks like me. You cook out of the back of a trailer. You know, the boys have the, you know, the barbecue trailer with the porch on the back. They're mounted on there. You know, I can move mine in or out or wherever I want to move it. Sure, Barry's the same way. Thing with these things is that the limo models are portable. And you can roll them out. You can leave them in. It doesn't matter. They can be stationary if you want them to. But it's just the ease of cooking on them. You know, Barry, I don't know what temperature. I'm low and slow, and I can sleep just about all night. You know, Scott and Mike are hot fast, so they go to bed early and get up early. But, you know, when they're cooking, I mean, they're actually just sitting there cooking. And, you know, I don't ever really see any stress on their face or, you know, you can go up there and talk to them anytime you want to. They're not being inundated by, you know, all these temperature fluctuations. How do you cook on yours, Barry? Do you cook low and slow, or do you cook, because you can cook hot fast on these also.
Well, really a combination of both. We'll start them out a little lower, and you know, some of that came on from the past meal. I mean, I ask everybody in the world that grabs a cooker on how to do things, and that, you know, that lessened my learning curve tremendously. You know, basically, we had a conversation about basically just where to put the meat, you know,
yep. And
so that... That helped it, and it was, I backed off of the temperature a little bit, and it helped me, so we're kind of a combination of both. I'm starting at 225, it's about 11 o'clock, and been running up to anywhere between 275 and 325 in the morning, so it's kind of a combination of both. I'm starting slower and finishing hot. So.
Well, that just shows you the, you know, that you can do these with these smokers, you know, and with those limo models. You know, I've got so many ways I can cook and so many avenues to go down. You know, you've got plenty of room in there to do a, you know, professional cook. You've got all sorts of spots you can put the meat. If they're not getting done, we know exactly where to put it. If you don't want to get it done as quick, you can put it in another spot. I mean, it's good to have a little bit of temperature fluctuation. But each grate is a little bit different temperature in there, which I like. I mean, it's just like any other pit. You need to learn how to cook on it. And, you know, with Scott and Michael, you know, I think they kind of cook, you know, the same no matter what, because they are hot and fast. They don't have to worry about, you know, theirs all mainly by time and everything. So,
I've kept track of pork in particular, but, you know, I know those buns are going to be done between 7:50 and 8:05 every single week. So if I know they're going to be done in a 15-minute window, I mean, I can live with that. I know they're not going to be done a minute sooner than 7:50. They're not going to be done a minute later than 8:05. And that's just that's the way it's worked all year. And you know, I think the results that come with it, you know, when you know what the cooker's going to do, then your results tend to be better.
Well, it's such an easy learning curve to learn these cookers too. You know, and the thing that I noticed about these smokers, and I mean, everybody on here backing up, is the consistency of the product that you get out. The only thing that kills us is the inconsistency of the judges, but the consistency of the product is there week after week. So, you know, it's in this short inception of us keeping track of grands. Scott, approximately how many grand championships has Southern Q won just this year?
I want to say Tim said today it was 38.
And we still got a busy season ahead of us. So, you know, and it's just not teams from Georgia, teams from Tennessee. I've personally sold some in South Carolina, and there's two teams over there just reaping benefits off it. And one of them's in line to be the South Carolina State Champion of the Year. In his first year cooking on it, he was a huge backwoods supporter. Both of them actually were. But, you know, even with the backwoods, there's still a little time you have to do to kind of watch them a little bit. But, you know, with these smokers, I mean, rain, wind, snow, it doesn't affect them at all. I mean, the insulation, everything, they just keep on rolling. I love it when it pours down rain between 2 and 9. And you see people out there sweating, getting their stick burners to try to get the temperature and everything. And another team this past week down the line could get their pits to stay consistent. And they fought it all night, two of them, and dead tired at awards. And they're like, we're throwing in the white towel. We're going to have to get a swing. So, you know, so so Scott, how many teams out there are actually? Because you got some teams up in Michigan and stuff competing on them too, don't you?
Oh yeah, well we've got them all the way out as far. I've got a couple of them actually in California, the Gravities and the Waters, and then we've got Michigan, Ohio, Minnesota, Wisconsin. Got quite a few up that Atlantic seaboard now, and they seem to be doing well, kind of all over.
Now, I had Mike Richter from Chick-fil-A and Bovine on here, I think it was last week, and him and, I believe it's you, Barry, that are pretty good friends.
He
kind of looked at these Southern Key smokers, and he cooked some of Jambo, and, you know, I think he kind of, was it him that kind of shed a light on you about these smokers, or... did he have a hand in this, or was it somebody else he was talking to about them?
No, it was Mike had a friend that Scott built the cooker for him, and I cannot remember his name, saved my life. But the guy had never done, he cooks 5, 6, 7 contests a year, and the guy had never been in the top 10. He took the limo and first contest he cooked, he was 10th. So he was jumping up and down, and the next contest he cooked only won. And he never won a contest ever. So, I mean, but that being said, I kind of listen to this. I kind of hope Scott's sitting inside on the couch because he's out on the desk, he'll never get back through the door.
Yeah, that head would be swell up so big.
Oh, y'all funny.
So stick on Scott right now.
Well,
no, but,
sure.
Go ahead.
Well, the shirt for a lot of people, it couldn't have been said any better. The back of one of our shirts we done one time said your grand championship starts for Southern Q, and I know it started there for Mike, I know, and it started there for Tim, without a doubt. And there's a lot of new, it started there for Tina and Bobby Cannon. I mean, there's a lot of people that was just a true statement about. There's a lot of guys that, you know, and I don't know if you got to give a lot of credit to the people cooking and the recipes they're using. And sure, the cooker does have a little bit to do with it, but I don't take all their credit. But people give me more credit than I deserve a lot of times. I'm very proud of all of our first-time winners, especially this year. I think we've had 6 or 7 people that's had their first win this year, and on their cookers, and it's been great. And then for you guys, you heavy hitters are bringing in 7, 8 like you and Barry's doing, 9, whatever y'all have. I'm up to 4. I think Michael's up to 2 or 3, and you get these guys that are doing multiples, and it looks awesome when y'all are sitting where you guys are in the rankings. So I'm proud of all of you, and it ain't just the cooker.
Well, to me, you know, I've won a couple grounds on other things, but to me, this is the first year, and as you know, we started cooking on the limo model in Augusta here on the SBN, and I gave it what I picked it up on Wednesday and I cooked on it that Friday, and I won pork and ribs in that category, and there were several, you know, KCBS teams in there, and even Jeff Wikiki was down there, so it was kind of a legitimate contest where he took reserve, but, you know, right off the bat, first cook, didn't even put a piece of charcoal in it till Friday afternoon, and, you know, we took grand, and it just goes back to, and Barry probably backed me up, I'm winning more grands because my product that comes out is more consistent, and it's consistently good, and, you know, it's not a overwhelming moist environment, but it's definitely not a stick burner dry environment. And I've got several people call me back, you know, that spot one and cooked a brisket on it saying, good Lord, did you see this? You never told me to put a smoke ring on a brisket like this. And I said, well, now you know why. You know, we win a lot of brisket competition, you know, in the brisket category. It's, you know, that appearance of that brisket, that judge just can't wait to sink the teeth into it. And, you know, they eat with your eyes first. But it's just the whole, I mean, everything you got in there, moving the meat around a little bit here and there, wrapping it at certain times and doing certain things, it's just the consistency of the meat. It's just, you know, week in and week out, just right there. So, Mike, this was your second grand this year, right? Second or third?
It's my third grand for the year this year, yeah.
That's what I thought.
And
now you go ahead.
It's you know, I contribute a lot of it to my cooker. I've spent a lot of time studying how it actually cooks. I don't know if you call it fortunate or non-fortunate. I have to cook a bunch of events this year by myself because my wife works, but it's given me a chance to really focus on what I have to do when I get there. And the smoker just it doesn't take a lot of patience to keep it where you want to keep it. If it starts getting a little hot, I've learned what to do just to slow it down a little bit. If it starts getting a little low, I've learned what to do just to speed it up a little bit. But it doesn't go off the wall as far as up and down. It'll raise 10 or 12, 15 degrees with just a little bit of help. And that has helped me a lot this year in my cooking process. So I go by time. I heard Barry talking about time. I can't, cooking hot and fast, I can't quite go to the 10 or 15 minutes when it's going to be done. But I know when to start temping my meat, and I can pretty much go within a 30-minute period of when it's going to be where I want it to be. So that's, I couldn't be where I'm at, I don't feel like, by not using the smoker that I use.
Now, it's definitely given me an advantage over it. Like I said, you know, when you start seeing people win, people start coming up to you and asking, what first thing they ask is what you're cooking on. And, you know, another thing about these smokers is that they won't cost you an arm and a leg to get into one. You know, they're actually probably cheaper than a Lang, and at least an 84 or whatever. But like I said, you don't have to bring another vehicle to a contest. If you've got a enclosed trailer, you can kind of modify over, like what I know I did, modify it over to a cooking trailer. You know, you can do that with these. I can roll mine up and down in the back of my trailer by myself. So, you know, it doesn't require three people to operate it. Like Michael said, I know Barry's done a lot by himself. Scott does a lot by himself. These cookers are so cooker friendly, you can do comps by yourself and not sweat it. And I know me and Scott are heading to the Sam's Club this weekend, hopefully representing Southern Q out there. And it looks like I might be the only one at the Dagon Jack this year. So we've been lucky enough to get in both of those. And, you know, I know a good bit of it has to do with these smokers that we're cooking with.
I'll be idle this weekend. So I'll be pulling for Southern Q smokers. I don't know which one's going to be on top, but all I can say is I'll pull for a Southern Q Smucker this weekend.
Well,
y'all battle that out.
Well, we're all kind of like underdogs anyway when we go anywhere. You know, you're going to have, you know, 20 Jambos out there and all sorts of, you know, stomps and assassins and Lord knows what else. But, you know, we're always, about everywhere we go, we seem like, you know, we're the underdogs. Like, you know, out of 72 teams, there's five of us, you know. But, you know, I feel like, you know, with me cooking in North Carolina and South Carolina, I think sales are going to go up in those areas. And more and more people, I got two or three other people want to come look at them. And, you know, they're always at the, I don't know if Scott had anybody up there in Salisbury looking at his, but I know Waylon had a couple of people looking at his when he was up there, you know, because his is a smaller water pan smoker that he absolutely loves. He got it from a third party, but that's the only thing he cooks on. And
he had a wonderful weekend this weekend. He was reserve champion in lines, and I think he finished third in Rome this weekend, and had a 180 brisket in lines and was just 1 point away from having a 180 brisket in Rome. So, I mean, what can you say? There he is using the water cooker. So,
well, it could have been his cooler, you know, if he had one that good and in lines, you just throw it in the cooler and bring it on over to Rome. That's the same brisket. That's his consistent judging.
Well, that's not going to happen, Scott. There is no such thing as consistent judging.
No, there's not.
There will be another Southern Q at the Jack with you, the team out of Michigan representing Ohio, smoking in the D.
That's right.
He'll have a Southern Q there.
Yeah. Well, I won't be alone then. That's a good thing. But there's going to be, 100 teams there? So... we're going to go up there and represent. I'm going to go up there and represent Georgia and Southern Q and see how we do. Barry, you've been to the Jack a few times. Anything I need to be aware of up there? Or, you know, do you garnish boxes with hundreds or what?
No, I don't think there's a – it's a whole lot different than just going to a record contest. There'll be people pulling you in 19 different directions. And, you know, it depends on the experience. If you've never been, I tell people you need to do everything that there is to do. You know, you need to go to Barbecue Hill. You ought to walk in the parade. And you ought to do all that stuff. And it's a lot of fun, but what it's going to do is it's going to take you out of the game just a little bit because it's way out of your normal routine. And, you know, the first time we went, we did all that stuff. The next time we went, we didn't do any of that stuff and reserved it. So it depends on what you, I guess what you want to get out of it. It was, you know, it was two different mindsets for me from the first time to last year, you know, and going. We went last year. I had every intention last year. I wasn't going there to have fun. I was going there to win the damn thing.
Enough, right?
And it took a 706 to keep you from winning.
Wow.
So you know we feel good about what happened, and it was just two completely different mindsets for me from the first year to the next year, and.
Yeah.
But, you know, I encourage everybody to take it all in because they've got so much going on and you know, see everything and do as much as you can because, I mean, as good a year as I had this year, I didn't get in. You know, I may never get in. And you know, just going out and winning don't guarantee you to get in. So, you know, there comes time and you count yourself lucky when you get in.
You know, I think between me and you, we had two different reversal of the fortunes this year. You know, you're used to going to Jack. I've never been. And you're used to going to the Sam's Finals, and I've never been. And you barely missed the Sams to go to the regionals, and you know, we got in, and you know, like I said, it's we're going up with mindset, you know, we're gonna take in a little bit. We figure we take in about half of what everybody says we need to, but I'm not a huge partier. So my thing is, after, you know, a certain time on Friday, I'm done doing whatever's outside the realm. I'm going up there to cook. And I'm already in that mindset.
Jim, I've got one piece of advice for you to go to the Jack.
What's
that? When you get there, and if you hadn't already done it, I gave you a little present this weekend. Be sure that's thrown away. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Jan had
you don't
that
need
award.
That, that was a one-time little thing that was just kind of from last year. You know what I mean? It was just a little fun thing, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I know I enjoyed that very, very much. And I got my
Jan
redemption.
Loved it too.
Yeah, I got
Jan
my
loved
redemption
it too. I guess it's probably, in hindsight, it's probably a good thing we didn't grand down there in Lyons, because you wouldn't have heard a damn end of it from her, so. she still cracks up about it, because she told you down there, she said, if we were in grand, you're taking my ass to Rome.
Yes, and she could, and she would have been welcome there, Redmond. I tell you, it was... I thought we were on the same roll that we did last year with the first two calls that we got. I said, oh, gosh, here we go again.
Yeah, that's what Jan thought, but, too, and usually my big meats usually don't let me down, but, you know, we're supposed to get in this past weekend, but that's all right. We'll get back up on the horse. You know, it sometimes you got to take a step back to move two steps forward. So, you know, we're going to try to go up there to Sam's and – like I said, represent Georgia and Southern Q, and try to do well. And, you know, I'm looking forward to going out there with Scott. I think we're in the same hotel as you are, Scott. I booked a room today.
Oh.
So I was about the only one that had rooms left, to tell you the truth. But now we're looking forward to having a good time out there, and not really looking forward to the 14-hour drive, but, you know, it is what it is. I figured halfway Jan could hop in a truck with him and she can chew on his ear for about 6 hours. But
give somebody a break, huh?
Yeah, she is not a rider in a vehicle. I can tell you that right now. Because even going to Nashville, it's like, are we ever going to get there? I'm like, it's 6 hours. Please. So. You know, she liked it before because you know, we had to stop about every 2.5 hours to put fuel in the truck because it doesn't have that big of a tank. But now since it's got that bigger tank in there, I told her, I said, we can make it at least halfway without even worrying about filling up. So she didn't like that idea a whole lot. But anyways, we're looking forward to going out there. And, you know, Barry, you got anything going on this weekend?
Munsterville, Kentucky this weekend.
There's going to be a lot of teams up there, you know.
We'll go north and play up in the Kentucky with those guys. And we got a lot of good friends up there, so it ought to be a good weekend. We ought to have fun. So.
One of my good friends and mentors is going to be up there that I don't think a whole lot of people know he's going to be up there, but he told me that he's going to be there. I don't know if you know Bob Roberts.
I do know Bob.
So he told me that he was going up there. He said, well, we're off this week. And he said, I'm going up there and cook. And he said, see what Kentucky has to offer. So him and Belinda are going to head out Wednesday, and they're going to make their way up to Munsterville, Kentucky, and cook. And then they're going to come to the Jack. He's going to run he's actually going to run blocker with Waylon for me, for Jan out up there at the Jack. So that'll be a treat. I think I wanted to sit back and watch that first. But
probably get to spend some time with their daughter, too, I guess, because she's down here where she's in Nashville with me. And so I think it's only 100 miles up there for me. So they'll probably get to come back through and spend some time with their daughter, or spend some time on the way in, on the way through. So, yeah, that'd be a good trip.
Yeah, they you know, they gave up a good bit at the beginning of the year, you know, their southern swing, so to speak. But you know, I've been working with him on his times and stuff. He's been having trouble with his port. So I just, you know, he's kind of in between. He's about 275 on it, and so he wanted to do what I was doing. He did a couple practice cooks, and he said, I practice very well at home. He said, when I get to a competition, he said, all hellfire breaks loose. I don't know why. So, you know, he's trying to learn the new schedule and stuff and see how it turns out, because he really loves it when he does it at home. So hopefully he can get that ironed out and see y'all up there months ago.
I don't have any problem with my horse. Judge too.
The judges do?
Yeah, the judges got more problem with it than I do, so.
Yeah, I feel
like
that way.
It seems like he does well 1 week, turn the same thing in the next week, it's 20th. Yeah,
so. Well, I got something better. I cooked chicken down the lines, got first, and cooked the same chicken up there in damn Rome and got 17th. I mean, it was the same. I could not tell any difference in it. And, it was, I don't know. It's just, I mean, that's a 24-hour period right there. But it looked the same. They taste the same.
Well, my dad says that's the reason they say it's cooking and not winning. You know?
That's it.
That's why we did it.
That's it. You know, he pulled a double this year. Several teams have pulled a double. But, you know, I give my hats off to Jim Stancil. You know, he's got enough friends that, you know, willing to do that for him. And that just shows you, you know, the kind of promoter and organizer he is that, you know, we've been over backwards for him because he puts on a really good contest. It's very organized. And if I don't say that about him, he'll pound me in the ground. So you're the best, Jimbo. That's all I can say. He's a big dude. But so Michael, you I think you and Scott are both cooking Cleveland, Georgia, in 2 weeks?
Yes, we'll both live there in Cleveland. I guess butting heads against each other and having a good time with it. So that's my next event, and I hope the best for all y'all this coming weekend. I know this is a very big weekend for y'all, and y'all get on your game and do what that you know to do. So we'll be pulling for you.
Well, it's gonna be interesting because, you know, like I said, Scott's on a water pan cooker, and he does very well hot fast. You know, I'm on a gravity fed. I've done pretty well, and I'm looking for both of us being in the top 10. To tell you the truth, I know there's a lot of good teams that might be kind of ballsy to say, but you know, we've been coming in the stretch pretty consistent. So, you know, coming in each contest strong. So, you know, I'm looking for a good finish. What do you think, Scott?
Oh, I'd love to have a good finish, and we're coming in strong. I got my DAL out of the way the other week, got my 180, got my grand this week. Hell, I feel good. What else can happen? You know, I had a great run there last year, and I overcooked for it. I kind of knew I'd overcooked it, but there were some sitting in the room that thought I may even have it. I had two top fives, and the money's real good there, but I hope to have a great game face on and continue some of this stuff we've had in the last two or three cooks. I've got her dialed in, and she's been doing pretty well.
Well, we're coming in. You know, we've got two grands out of the last four contests in the 700 Club, so we're right there with you. And just hoping we can you know, just represent Georgia and Southern Key Smokers out there. And, you know, several other teams from Georgia going out there, and a lot of tough teams out there, so we'll
I'd
give
like
it a shot.
Somebody,
that's all we can do.
Somebody from this side of the Mississippi do well there. I mean, it is it's a tough field to get in the top 10 on, but I'd like to see some of the southeastern guys at least hit the top 10. Well, that's what I'm voting for. I'd like to see somebody from our side do well.
I'd like to see that too, because it seems like on all these things, whether it's the roll or whether it's Sam's or whether it's the, you know, West Memphis, Arkansas, for that matter, you get on the left side of the river, and we don't tend to do as well. So I don't know what that is. But
Jim, have you ever crossed that river and cooked yet?
The furthest I've been is Nashville.
So you ain't cooked on the other side of the river.
No, I haven't. I haven't even cooked on hardly on the other side of the Georgia state line because, you know, hell, around here with all the different sanctioning bodies, I can stay within three and a half hours of the house and do, hell, 35, 40 contests. And,
right.
You know, I'm not a big fan. I passed one up this year to go cook another one. I passed the SBN up to go cook a KCBS. And, you know, they're about the same distance, about the same prize money and everything. I knew I could do really well in the SBN, but, you know, I was going to get another grand for the Jack and missed it by a couple points. But, you know, I love that part of North Carolina and stuff. So, you know, I've done a few more competitions than I normally would just because I was doing so well early in the year. But, you know, we had to get a mindset. You know, last year just kind of going through the motions. Then the fall, you know, got a grand here and there and, you know, just saying, okay, you know, we'll just, you know, just cruise. But, you know, after getting to Jack, I'm like, you know, that year begins now. It's time to, you know, put your big boy pants on now. Hopefully go into the season with 2, 3, or 4 grands before next year. And that really sets you up for the Jack and stuff later on. So,
well,
you know,
the three of y'all have a damn good start on that.
Well, we've been trying. You know, you've taught us well, Obi-Wan Kenobi. So,
boys, it's dinner time in Central Time Zone. I've got my wife rubbing her belly. I've got to get it. But good luck to everybody, and
thanks,
we'll see y'all, I guess, in a couple weeks.
All right,
Barry,
for coming
Barry.
On. And,
see you, Barry.
See y'all.
All right, buddy. So, Michael, you got any shout-outs before we get off, or other than?
No. You know, just want to wish both of y'all good luck next weekend. I'll be strong pulling for you. And I know in the next weekend, I know you'll be at the Jack, and Scott and I'll be in Cleveland, and we'll be right on top of waiting to hear from what you do up there. So good luck to you, and you have both of y'all have a safe trip the next week or two, and we'll be back in touch with you.
Well, we're looking forward to it. You know, I need somebody to send me pictures if Christopher wins the kids queue up there again and Scott wins again. I I'm gonna miss that. That was the highlight of the weekend last year. That was just quite hilarious with Christopher and his Cabbage Patch doll.
Yes, it was. I told Heather, I said, I'm not very fond of dolls. I said, but I would love to have a doll this year. So maybe I can continue my monthly high that I'm on and maybe carry it on into Cleveland next week. I'm hoping I'll have my wife with me next week, so or in 2 weeks. So I know it just it really tickles her to death. For us to do good, I think I get more enjoyment out of what she gets out
watching
of
her.
Us watching her out when we do good, kind of like you with Jen, you know. Then I think I get out of it. So it helps when she has that such a good time. It makes it a lot easier on me when I tell her like on a Tuesday morning, hey, I got into a contest weekend. I'm hitting the road. So, but
yeah,
this weekend.
This
weekend she had told me 3 weeks ago that I wasn't going to be going anywhere this coming weekend because of the grandbaby's birthday party. 2 years ago, I canceled one out because my daughter was expecting. And then the next weekend, I said, well, I'm in this one. I've got to go. I'm not going to do two. And I said, well, maybe it'll hold off. And while I was at the event, the grandbaby was born. So I missed that. So I can't live that. I'm still having to live that down a little bit.
Well, you got to make up for it somewhere. So this will be a good weekend
to
do that. But anyways,
well,
it was a great win this past weekend, Mike. Like I said,
well,
it's always a joy competing against you and with you. And you and Jan have a good time. And that's what it's all about. It's just big family out there. And you don't
know how much it meant to me this weekend to have y'all around. I super enjoyed that. I know I kept gigging at you just a little bit, but it was just because of my big cheer that I got for reserve last year.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And yeah, that's
almost
what
got
it was,
another one this year.
Yeah, I know.
That's great. I was talking to my mother today, and she's starting to understand everybody in the barbecue world. I said, you know, we're all really good friends. Everybody gets along, and, you know, everybody cheers for one another. Even up in Rome, you hear people cheering for one another and friends and stuff. And I told her, I said, it's really hard to explain to people the barbecue family out there, just the camaraderie and the friendship and, you know, the, you know, knowing that if you ever had any troubles anywhere, you have a neighbor, you know, a barbecue buddy right there that'd help you out. So,
yes, I've never been involved in any kind of organizational event of anything that the people are just the way they are. I mean, when people talk about the barbecue family, after you've been in it for several years, you begin to understand what the barbecue family is all about, and it's one of the greatest things that I've ever been a part of, and I hope that we all get to continue doing what we do because of what we have with each other.
Well, yeah, it's got a good support group, so, you know, we enjoy it. You know, Jan, she has a great time out there. Scott and his son and wife have a great time out there. I mean, you know, Jan, this first year, Jan's really gotten to travel with me and stuff, and she's got to know y'all a whole lot better, and I don't know if that's good or bad, but... she likes to have a good time, as y'all know, and, you know, she can take it and she can dish it out. So it's a lot of fun. But
I got to get her really one good time this weekend about the boxes that about switching the numbers and
yeah.
So
yeah, you got her on that one.
It was a good weekend for us, for us. I mean, for all three of us. I mean, we had our little barbecue family there, and we represented our family well with the first, second, and third. And you know, it's like I told you down there, I didn't really care which order it was in, as long as we can do that. And Scott and I have said the same thing to each other. We didn't care where we finished, as long as we could finish there together with each other. And,
yeah, it was just,
you know,
amazing how we finished 1, 2, 3. So I mean, that was amazing. That was a really good contest down there. It's, like I said, just shows you consistency of the cookers.
Right, exactly right. Well, I've got to get out of here. So like I said, good luck to y'all. Good luck to you next weekend and the following weekend, and good luck to Scott next weekend, and I'll see him in Cleveland, and. We'll do our thing there.
All right. Thanks, Michael. Thanks for coming on, buddy.
All right. Goodbye.
All right, Scott, you got any shout-outs out there? I know you want to thank Southern Key Smokers for building a hell of a pit and all that stuff. And
I do.
You know.
And Grizzly Coolers for all they do for us. And Jeff Campbell with Wicked Q Sauces and Grubs for all he does for you and I both. And there's bunch of great guys, and as Mike was talking about, the barbecue family, it really had a great time this weekend. Me and my wife, my son, everybody did, and I think we had 50, 60 people up there to eat, and we really enjoyed it, and my wife really enjoyed the weekend. She told me a few times how much she'd enjoyed it, and I know if Chan would have been here, she'd have been right in the middle of it, too.
Yeah.
But I look forward to this week. The three of us will have quite a bit of fun. Mitchell's still in the air, but I think it's probably just me, and we'll have a lot of fun this weekend.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Like I said, Jan's not looking forward to that ride, but I told her, well, got to look at it at the end of the rainbow. But, you know, we're looking to do pretty good out there. We got a lot of tough teams coming from the Midwest, and, you know, we'll gang up on them. They're going to gang up on us, so we'll try to hit them below the knees or whatever and take them out.
You know, if you need some points, they got a double going on an hour and a half south of there in Fort Smith, Arkansas. You leave Sam's about 4:35 o'clock and head south and do you another comp there Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, knock yourself out. My 14 hours is all I can do to get my ass back here before I got to head out of town again Monday. So our job got postponed this week, which is kind of good in hindsight. I didn't have to go on today and tomorrow. So I'm kind of starting getting ready for the fans club, but I will be heading out of town next Monday for at least a day and a half before the Jack. So that's going to drive Jan crazy. But it is what it is. You know, we can't be like Barry and some of these other guys just barbecue for a living. but anyway, well, Scott, appreciate you coming on the show and sharing some insight on your smokers and stuff. And how can people get in touch with you on buying smokers and, you know, looking at designs of them and all that?
Our numbers are still on the website along with emails at the southernqsmokers.com. And my number's always available at 770-547-0110. And pretty much you go to that southernq.com, you can get mine or Tim's telephone number. So anybody listening, y'all give us a yell, and we'd love to help you out if we can.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on the show, Scott. And we'll get in touch Wednesday and caravan out to Bentonville, Arkansas to Sam's Club Finals.
Sounds good. I'll meet you somewhere on the road there for sure. I'll talk to y'all then. Okay. Be careful. If you need anything, call me.
All right. All right. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it, buddy. Okay, that was Scott Smith from Southern Q Smokers on there. We had Michael Moore from Old Plantation Barbecue and then old Barry Johnson from Swig and Pig. Some of the top teams in the country right now, just good, solid, strong cook teams and a force to be reckoned with any contest they show up at. Great friends. As you know, we just have a good time and enjoy life, enjoy barbecue. You know, we're living the dream over here, doing, you know, what we love to do, and, you know, it's a passion. So, you know, as all people listening in, if they've got a smoker and stuff, you know what I'm talking about, but competition is just so much different than backyard. You can love backyard, but that competition, you get that call, it's just like the thrill of the call. And just got to live and get some more. So I do want to thank my sponsors, Royal Oak Charcoal, Southern Q Smokers, of course, Butcher Barbecue, Fireside Outdoor Kitchen and the Grill, Springer Mountain Farms, some of the best chicken we've had ever. I want to thank Phoenix Printing, of course, my wife Jan from Jamwiches, and Jeff from WikiQ, WikiQ product. He does a lot for these teams. He's kind of an unsung hero. He's got some really good products out there. Kind of a quiet guy, but he's a strong competitor and a force to be reckoned with himself. And, you know, he's got some really good products, rubs and sauces out there. Y'all need to look him up and try some of his stuff out. It's good stuff. A lot of, I believe all four of us or five of us use his stuff, and Rub Bagby from Swamp Boys will use his stuff. He's kind of being a little quiet on it, but he's got some good products. Y'all need to look him up and try some of his products out, because I'm going to tell you what, he can reel off a bunch of 180s and brisket in no time. So hats off to Jeff from WikiQ. Give him a buzz today. Well, that's about all we've got for today on the show. And like I said, just want to give a big shout-out to Southern Q Smokers, one of my big sponsors. And as we're getting ready to head to Sam's Club Finals in Bentonville, Arkansas, and turn right around next week and go to the Jack Daniels. I won't be able to personally do the show next Monday night, as I will be out of town. But following the Jack, I promise I'll be back on the air, and we'll get some updates. I'm sure Daryl Mass will be up at the Jack filming stuff, and maybe even doing a live broadcast, whatever, up at the Jack Daniels. So keep it tuned on Barbecue Superstars. And like I said, thanks for listening, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.